Right, will someone check on their phone and see if that's working?
How do we know if it's working?
Go on Facebook and try and watch it and see if you can hear it and shit.
This is really...
I'm still looking down at my phone. You've got your hand on your head.
Yeah, it's a real delay.
Have you put Facebook Live on your phone and stuck it in front of your laptop?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's bad times.
Which means I have no way of actually talking to anyone to find out if it's working.
Have you put Facebook Live on your phone and stuck it in front of your laptop?
Yeah. So does this mean if we say something inappropriate, you quickly pull the connection?
Guys, we're live. Quick, be funny. And it works. It's actually doing that. It's doing a thing. It's doing what it should be doing.
John says it's working. Amazing.
Oh God!
Right. Anybody that's watching, it's kind of up to you to share this because after 45 minutes of technical difficulties and 48 hours minimum of me trying to get this bloody thing working, I've had to go live on my phone and blue tack it to my bookcase in front of the bloody laptop.
I'm going to hang up now because I can't see Matt and I need to see him.
You're going to hang up on what?
Nathan's out of here.
What is he doing?
There we go. Oh, dear.
Matt.
Whoa.
Oh, he's back. He's back. Right. Matt, Crystal Maze, who is the bald guy who led people round? Is it Rich Hall? No, not Rich Hall.
No. I don't remember his name, but he wrote that musical.
That musical.
That narrows it down.
The one where Let's Do the Time Warp and Meatloaf rides into a wall on a motorbike for no reason.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes, thank you. Oh, I need a drink.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to our live stream.
Welcome to Would John Rather. That's all we've got time for.
thank you. Good night.
So, few things. Firstly, thank you for anyone that's been putting up with all the technical difficulties. As I say, a lot of time and effort has gone into trying to make it work, and in the end I fixed it with some blue tack on my mobile phone, so that's a good start. John is not here, he's replaced by Nathan. I asked him to join us and he said he wasn't allowed due to social distancing rules. I don't think he understands exactly what social distancing means, but you know what John's like, he refused to listen, so we've got Nathan joining us instead. It is our last episode of our second year, 103, am I doing the math right?
No,
next week would be.
This is penultimate episode.
But I guess I should explain why we decided to do a live stream, or rather why I decided to do a live stream and bullied you guys into joining us.
Twist our arms.
As well.
Sorry?
You explain it to me and John as well.
Yeah, that's what I meant. More explaining it to you. I don't even know if anyone's watching. I can't see a thing. basically, today is World Health Day. There was a movement that was started, I think it was started by Jacksepticeye, who's like a big famous live streamer. You can see in the bottom corner there, that's how much money they've raised today, and the above number is how much money we've raised as the Would John Rather group. So please donate, if only to make me feel better about how awful this has gone so far. It's called hashtag Hope From Home. Have it a look up. There's basically a lot of different live streamers, content creators, all things like that, that are live streaming. They're doing all weird and wacky things. I know Jacksepticeye had Kevin Smith on his live stream earlier. We were just talking to him, and It's to raise awareness and raise money for three different non-profits. They are the COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund, which are powered by the United Nations Foundation, United Way, and Red Nose Day. So it's to raise awareness, obviously, because of everything that's going on in the world at the moment, and to try and raise money. And, well, you can see how much money has been raised already. So it's a really good cause, and it was a completely selfless way for us to try and promote our podcast. So...
what John is... oh.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing. It's Would John Rather, as normal, questions. If you've got ideas for questions, you'll have to, I don't know, add John or Nathan on Facebook and message one of them, because I cannot see anything from where I'm sat. I can kind of see my phone. So, yeah, we're just going to be silly like we normally are, stream for a bit, and hope you enjoy our massive effort that's gone into trying to do this. If we decide to do it again, I'll make sure it works next time. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, probably. Two things. Shout out to Hayley, Swish, for calling you out. You were the problem all along.
Yeah.
And also shout out to your mum, Richard O'Brien.
Richard O'Brien. Oh, can you see the chat?
Richard O'Brien. Yeah, I can see the chat. I'm down with the people.
Oh, okay. Pop in the chat if you've got ideas for questions, and then John can harp in if he sees a good one. Yeah, so we'll talk a bit about the charities and what they do and everything else, but let's do some Would You Rather questions and get these boys arguing, shall we? That's what you've been waiting for over an hour. So, I've tried to keep them all quite topical, tried to keep them positive for, you know, everything that's going on. We'll try and keep, you know, upbeat and full of energy. I've had two cans of Relentless, and I've now moved on to the Strongbow just to level me out. So, on that theme, John, Nathan, if you were going to kill...
say it, I'm coming up.
Sorry?
You say your catchphrase, I'm hanging up.
If you had killed your husband, would you hide the body under the septic tank or feed it to your tigers?
Feed it to my tigers.
Feed it to tigers.
Oh, I'm having tigers.
Oh, I'm having tigers. Matt, judge's rule.
He was there first. Do you know the rules? And remember, we are live, so please do not say shit or bugger.
Tell me about the tigers.
Tell you about tigers?
Big cats.
Tell me about the tigers. Tell me why you think they're so good.
Tigers are amazing. They're just full stop. I don't need to argue for tigers. Tigers do it for themselves. And if you don't agree with me, I'll feed you to tigers as well.
But we're not arguing tigers or septic tanks here. That's not the question. It's what's the best way to dispose of an ex-spouse's body?
I might have fucked up here.
Right, well, I'm going to tell you why you want to bury your husband under a septic tank. Because septic tanks are pretty damn big, aren't they? So you've got to dig pretty darn deep. So if you've got the hole there and you put the septic tank on top of it,
fairly under it. That's a lot of effort. That's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And also, where I live, it stick out like a sore thumb because no one here has a septic tank. So like,
but
why
you lived in the sticks? If you live in the sticks like I do, I don't have a septic tank. I'm just about on mains water.
Why do you not have tigers? If you've got space for a septic tank and you can dig a hole big enough that no one's going to question it, no one's going to question the fact that you've got tigers. So surely having tigers is just the benefit. Also, tigers. I can't get off the tigers fact, but you've got tigers. How can
okay,
I lose?
Okay. Well, point number one, the septic tank is huge and it's difficult to move. Number two, it's full of shit. It's absolutely full of shit. No one's going to want to dig that up and move it to get to the person underneath. Number three, if you have tigers, everyone's going to think you fed them to the tigers. So putting them under the septic tank is a complete red herring. They're never going to expect that, are they? So they're going to go around swabbing all the tigers' mouths for, like, husband DNA, and they're not going to find it.
When was the last time you built a septic tank?
When was the last time you built a septic tank?
I don't need to.
Neither do I.
You've never built one. I don't know anyone else that knows how to build a septic tank.
You dig a really big pit, and you, like, put the tank in the pit, and then you, like, put the soil over the top of it, so stuff goes into the tank, and then you can suck it out again.
Yeah, you don't need to build the septic tank. You just need to buy a septic container.
So you... Well, no, but you said it was to be buried underneath the septic tank.
Yeah.
So before you put the tank in the hole, you put the body...
No. You've got to bury it under your septic tank. So you've got to dig down and underneath your septic tank. That's disgusting.
No, that wasn't how it worked, though, was it? They were getting a septic tank installed, and apparently, allegedly, she put the body in the hole, buried it a bit, and then they put the septic tank in above that. That's like saying, do you want to go on this submarine? Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Okay, build it first. He doesn't have to build the septic tank, brother.
You need one bottle by Nathan out of this. Nathan, tigers, go.
How are you going to build a tiger?
I'm gonna let Mum fight this one in the comments. Mum, tell brother how the birds and the bees and the tigers work.
I can't see actually, the comments.
Anna's just popped in and said that Nathan has helped her build a septic tank.
Yeah, stop sabotaging me, mother.
I like that. I'm changing that to a love. Thank you, Anna. There you go.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, I think...
Come on, Nate, pull it together. We need some professionalism here.
But you, at the end result of this, you've just got a massive shitty hole in your garden.
Yes, which the body is underneath. No one's going to want to go and have a look there, are they?
Even if they
would have done it.
Even if my pet tiger didn't eat all the body, who the fuck's going in there to get the rest of it out to check to see who it was and prove DNA? No one.
Especially if they've got sardine juice on them.
No.
Just trank the tiger, pull a finger out of his mouth, run that through DNA, job done.
Why are you trying to finger my tiger?
Oh, I'm unfingering tigers. Taking fingers out of the mouth.
Not acceptable, John. This kind of behaviour cannot be tolerated.
Well... I should probably explain one of the many things that I was hoping to do, which I thought would make it fair, was with all of the prep that I put into this live stream, was I could have put the questions up in the chat and people could have voted, and that was how I was going to decide the winner. But alas, nothing goes to plan, so I guess I just get to decide. I think the septic tank wins because the first half of your argument, Nathan, was just tigers. Tigers, tigers, tigers. You sound like Trump saying China. That's all you did for 5 minutes, just saying tiger, 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 tiger. Like, that's not a valid argument.
If you say something enough times, it's definitely a valid argument.
No.
Almost said something that I shouldn't have done. Carry on.
Carry on. Okay, well, that's 1-0 to septic tanks anyway. I thought I'd get that one out of the way. I thought that was quite an inspired question when I thought of it. Very topical.
It's very strange. The chat's with me on this one as well.
Yeah.
The worst nickname Matt's ever given you, though.
What? Septic tank?
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty cool nickname. I mean, they share a lot of similarities. They're both full of shit.
Yeah. And what?
So don't forget, everyone that's watching, I can't see how many people are watching now. Is it over 10?
Can I mix this up a bit? Because I've lost that question and I don't like it, so I want to ask a question now.
Okay, but before you do that, we need to remind everyone why we're live streaming, why we're doing this. It's World Health Day, trying to raise money with the Hope from Home charity organisation. I've shared it enough today, the links to donate. Please help us. I've only put a small target on there for us to try and hit, because let's be honest, we're not that popular. Collectively, I'm not sure whether that popularity goes up or down, but yeah, it's
we are friendly and we are trying our best.
There's and I'll be the first one to admit, obviously, in the last 4 or 5 weeks of our podcast, we've taken this whole thing a bit lightly, and it's a lot more serious than any of us thought it would be. It's probably one of the biggest things that we're going to face in our lifetime. So let's try and do something to stop it happening again. So please, donate. And I promise the money is going to charity. It's not going to me, who might be unemployed after all of this.
And definitely...
That's what the Patreon's for, isn't it?
Sorry?
That's what the Patreon's for, isn't it? Buying you tinnies.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. That's for another time. We don't want to plug that today.
Go on then, Nate. You said you got a question.
Similar inspiration as yours, and I was trying to find equal levels.
Okay.
So would you rather have a dinner date with Adolf Hitler or Carol Baskin?
I promise... viewers and listeners, we're not just going to talk about Tiger King the whole time. We could, but we won't.
I've got a non-corona and non-Tiger King question in the pipeline.
Can we have that one instead?
No.
It's going to be very difficult for me and Matt to argue wanting to go on a dinner date with him for half an hour and not like provide sound bites that could be incredibly incriminating and anti-Semitic in future. this is the question where there are no winners.
And also...
It's me and the viewers. So...
The clear answer is Carol Baskin, because I think that I'm irritating enough I can get her to admit that she killed him.
So, John, why would you like to have a romantic dinner date with Hitler?
So I could prove he moved to Argentina and fled his bunker, and I could write a book about it, and that would be a bestseller. Whereas Netflix has already cornered the market on Carol Baskin's killing her husband. People already know. They've already, you know, painted the picture. They've shed the light on it as well. Whereas nobody knows that Hitler is 103 or something and managed to escape his bunker and evade all of the Russians and the Americans and the British trying to find it before he fled to South America. It's like, where's Wally? But like on a bigger level, and I'd be there with him eating canapes.
have either of you seen, there's a woman on Twitter, I'm not sure if it's exclusively on Twitter or not, but she's basically kind of calling out the populace of like all of these awful men on Tiger King that did all these awful things, and all anyone's focused on is the woman, and trying to make it like this sexist debate. And I kind of get where she's coming from, but the point is that everyone else on that show is so clearly mental that we had to focus on one of the less mental things. Like, we don't need to have a conversation about Joe Exotic and the fact that he was clearly unhinged. That's obvious. So we just took it in our stride. It was the whole, like, conspiracy of her. That was what I think everyone was going with.
Even before it got to the point of knowing, like, her past and a bit all about her husband, just the initial interview with her, she gave me the creeps.
Yeah,
You know, if anything, not creepy. Hitler's not creepy. He's incredibly charismatic. He convinced a lot of people to do a lot of horrible shit.
And if you were going,
if Carol Baskins asked me to pass her the salt, I would think twice about it.
And if you go for a dinner date with Adolf Hitler, and you get like a sharing platter,
he's a vegetarian, so I get all the wings.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought about that already. That was my next point. You've already led me to my next point. Thank you, Matthew.
That's okay. You can lead the tiger to water, but you can't make it drink. Or something.
Does that work? Does that work?
Yeah.
Is it in really bad taste to like ask if I can bring Hitler back from South America to Britain and like try and get him like appointed as transport minister?
Wow.
I was going to end this question, but I feel like you're on a roll, so keep going. What else do you want to do with Hitler? And obviously, once quarantine's ended and you can go for your romantic walks in the park and
Zeppelin rides. I tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to imprison tigers. We're not going to keep them caged up against their will.
No, he definitely didn't imprison tigers, John.
How do you hit the things about septic tanks?
Tonight, means to an end, necessary evil. I don't know. I don't like this anymore. This is why John's not here. This is exactly why Johnny's not here.
And I can't say I blame him.
No, neither can I. Moving on.
Okay. I'll call it there. I don't know what the comments are, but John Wynn.
The comments are, I'm getting put on a list. I'm getting put on a register.
You could have used any word other than list.
No, that was Schindler. He had a list.
Oh my.
So let's not. Do you have a question?
I've got one from one of the viewers. It's not a would you rather question.
Well.
But if you were trapped on a desert island and you only had one book for reading material, what would you take with you?
Schindler's List.
Oh no.
Is that a book?
This is not what we want to be doing live on Facebook, guys.
No.
It's terrible.
I wouldn't read that anyway. I'm not interested in history. How to Build a Raft?
Nathan's gone. Nathan's clocked out. Oh, he's back.
Yeah, I'm gone.
This is terrible.
As it's open, is this for you to answer as well?
If I were going to answer it, I'd... Yeah,
ooh! Ooh! I've got mine,
I'm
actually.
I'm already, if I'm honest.
Nah, I'm going with the Gruffalo.
And yeah, to be fair, brother...
I can almost slide that off the top of my head. I wouldn't use the book for me.
And with all that time on that desert island, you'd be able to read it by the time you left.
If I took War and Peace, I'd have an almost endless amount of kit to do.
I'd take one of those Goosebump books where you pick your own adventure.
That's not bad. That's not a bad shout.
We know what you're like with horror stuff, though. If you're stuck on a desert island by yourself reading child horror, you're not going to laugh.
I was fine with Goosebumps. I just don't like the jump scare stuff. That's what I don't like.
So you wouldn't like a Goosebumps pop-out book?
Who suggested this question, John? Give him a shout-out.
Anne Squires.
Oh. You'd think she'd know how this podcast works by now.
We've also got another viewer who says, where's Wally?
Yeah.
Although,
Although I think if you were stranded on a desert island and you spent too much time thinking about where's Wally, you might have an existential breakdown.
Where's Wilson?
Fuck, where's Wally? Where's me?
Just let you know, we're up to double digit on viewers, so go us.
Ooh! I'd like to thank Mum for opening it up in four different tabs.
Matt, next would you rather question, we need to get this back on topic.
Yeah, well, I had topic questions, so let's not forget why we're here, guys. Please don't, you can donate one, it's not in dollars because it's all going to America, it's just the easiest currency for them to use. Like I said, Jacksepticeye was the one who came up with this idea, as far as I'm aware. He's Irish based, so this isn't just, I know people tend to think, oh, it's in dollars, therefore the money's going to America. It's just the currency they've chosen to use. So even if you just donate a dollar, that's like 70p.
So 80p.
Exactly, 80p. And just think, for once, I am going to say this live. Just think, for years and years and years, we've been hearing about how men earn more than women. Well, now we're out of work, and we're now losing a pound for every 70p that women are losing. So it's come full circle.
Have you got a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, no question.
I just needed an example.
I was trying to work out like how much a cup of coffee was at my work in dollars, but I don't know the exact exchange rate.
A thing of coffee in America is like $6. And I purely made that comment just so everyone could see. They're the awkward silences we normally edit out of the podcast. So a lot of work normally goes into this.
You may not believe it, but yeah, we do.
Yeah.
A lot of post-production work.
Well, as we're talking about the money side of things, do you want a few examples of what the money can go towards? $5 can provide breakfast and lunch for a child in need. $10 can provide food for a child in need for an entire day. And then jumping further up, $25 provides baby formula for an infant for an entire week. All the way up to $100. $100 can provide 3,750 surgical masks for healthcare workers.
That's a lot. That's a lot of face masks.
That is a lot of face masks. And if all... I'm assuming we've got 100 listeners right now, yeah?
Yeah.
100. So if every one of you donates $1, that's nearly 4,000 surgical masks. Just think about it. Anyone donating yet? No? Okay. So, we're all kind of locked away. We've been told not to go outside. So, would you rather be allowed to leave your home once a week for the entire day or for 1 hour every single day?
1 hour every single day.
What was the other one? I'll go for that.
For an entire day, once a week.
This way.
I was talking to our viewers. I do apologise. We're now at $20. Somebody has to put their hand in their pockets, and we have started the ball rolling. So we're dead grateful to you. Thank you for joining the cause.
No. Positivity. We were at $20 before we started, John.
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said we were at 10.
No.
God damn. Yeah, what was I picking again? Sorry for just ruining everything. Sorry.
That's fine. Now those of you that listen appreciate just how much effort goes into trying to make these episodes. I said, would you rather be able to leave home once a week for an entire day or 1 hour every single day?
Oh, and I've got the leave for a whole day.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are the restrictions on leaving for the whole day? Can I still not see people and not do anything?
I'm assuming the restrictions are the same for both of us. So, can you tell us our restrictions?
No.
Awesome.
Thanks for that. I'll tell you what I could do. I could use my one day to go and drive up and see you. But I'd have to, like, sit in the car and just wave to you, like, through the living room window.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I'd have nothing better to do. And I could listen to, old episodes of our podcast on the way up and then listen to more of our episodes of the podcast on the way back.
Well, no,
our viewing figures.
I could open the window.
You don't want to make it back home again.
He's got an entire day.
I'd do my best. If I got bored of listening to my own voice, I could always switch to something else. Just not a rival podcast.
We could move the TV up to like the sofa that I've got in front of the window, and I could just feed a controller through the crack in the window, and we could play computer games.
Sterilise it, and we could play Smash Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not? Because I'm still not allowed to go to work. All the fuel money I should be spending going to work, I could spend it going to see you, so I'd be at, neutral balance. I wouldn't be any worse off financially.
See, I think the worst thing about all of this is lack of routine. So being locked down and not being able to do anything, if I've got that designated 1 hour a day, I can keep my routine the same. It's not like I've got to mix it up and then just do all of my sort of errands and do my shopping. Because you also, that's the only chance you've got to go shopping as well, John. And you've got a dog as well, so it's the only chance your dog's getting a walk is once a week. And you can't go back to get the dog, so you've got to drive all the way up to Matt with the dog in the car.
I get 24 hours, Nath. 24 hours.
Yeah,
I caught the dog before and after Matt.
He could ride the dog up to mine.
Yeah, pretty much.
But then you've also got another 6 days in the week where that dog's not getting a walk. And you got
I have a big garden. I've got a big garden. I'm not bragging, but have you seen the girth of my garden?
I have not.
Where am I going with this?
I don't know. You just really wanted to say the word girth.
I've got a good sized garden. Sorry, humble brag.
You could have just said that I'd buy a treadmill or a giant hamster wheel. Think how much money you'd save on electricity if you hooked up a giant hamster wheel to the outside of your house onto a turbine or generator.
Yeah.
Got your dog to run on it. Like, you could have figured the next bit out. Do I need to keep explaining?
Yeah, please do.
Nathan, you're the electrician in the family. I'll hand over to you.
No, I want to hear your version of events.
Okay. I'll dumb it down for the viewers. Big dog, big wheel, very cheap electricity.
Spinny, spinny, rough, rough, power, power.
Woof spins.
There we go. Apparently I'm putting electricity back onto the grid by not leaving the house 6 days a week.
Exactly.
And helping the environment.
And is it slave labour? Animal cruelty?
Well, I wouldn't chain her to the thing. I'd let her do it on her own free will.
Is she going to? Anything like my dog, she is not going to do as you've asked her.
She's still very young. She's still full of energy. So for the next year, probably be more than happy to... Well, if I attached her to an outside wall, she'd love that. Because she loves being outside.
Yeah, well, you're not going to attach her to an inside wall. You're not an invalid.
A strong choice of words.
Yeah, I meant to say moron. I don't know why invalid came out.
Wow.
I think in my head I went to say the word invalid, realised that it didn't work, and then forgot what I was trying to say. But that's enough of my excuses.
And these are the clips that he actually deletes out of it.
Yeah, he lets us look like assholes all the time. Those bits, they disappear.
Anybody that's listened to any of the episodes know that I very rarely delete anything that I've said.
Yes. Anyway, more about going out once a day to pick up your dog's poo.
Yeah. Well, it's just continuity. And also, Matt never said we can't actually physically have contact with people in this scenario. So I'm allowed to go and visit people for 1 hour a day and get some normality back into my brain. So that's what I'm going with. I'm going with the mental health side of keeping normality.
Only an hour.
Not that long.
You can't even get a good shop done in an hour. This is what happens. This is what happens when we talk about serious things on the podcast. We go,
Do you want a non-serious one, dead quick?
Yeah, I've got a non-serious
one. We're going to do a question within a question. We've had Kiki has decided to ask, in inspiration of Matt's attire and his turtleneck, would you rather be in Westlife or Blue?
Blue.
Ooh, okay. Not sure who was first on that, but yeah. Unanimous. Should we go back to the actual question?
I think, yeah, it's unanimous, it's Blue. I don't think that really needs explaining. I reckon leaving home one day a week for a full day sounds much better. Just purely on volume, 24 hours is better than 7. That's it.
As you've said, more is more.
More is more.
That's your favourite phrase, that's your favourite saying.
24 is more girthier timescale than 7.
Yes, 24 is more than 7.
You heard it here first.
It's nice that our podcast has naturally evolved from one about grammar and semantics to one about numbers.
Yeah. John focuses on the literature, we focus on numeracy. Next week, yep. Shapes.
We did a tiny bit of history today as well, so that's always good.
We did do some history.
Very, very awkward history.
Yeah.
Shall we mix it up again? Less serious.
Shall we remind people to donate to the great cause and talk about why we're doing this between each question?
People have said that they can't donate during this live stream, but they were more than happy to do afterwards.
That's fine.
That's always cool.
At the end, I think.
Okay. Just to confirm. No, don't worry. Go on.
You okay? Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Would you rather have a snake for a tongue or turtles for feet?
Turtles for feet?
Oh. Snake tongue?
Does that snake also have a tongue?
It's a full-on snake, so like you stick your tongue out and a whole snake comes out.
What, the tail as well?
Well, I guess the tail would stay in your mouth, but like sort of like Medusa hair, but as a tongue.
Okay. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the term, it's a full-on snake.
What's to wrap your head around? I tell you what, if I had a snake tongue, I'd have some sort of python, and then I could wrap it around your head, because it'd be a constrictor.
How are you going to fit a python in your mouth?
How are you going to fit turtles in your vans?
I won't. By having turtles, I don't need to wear shoes. Turtle feet is basically clogs.
The slowest heelys ever invented.
So it's going to be like when you go to the airport and you're on that flat travelator and it's just going... When you get hold of water, you're slowly going to carry on going.
Well, no, because I wouldn't let them walk for me, would I? That's like saying when you put on roller skates, you just stand there.
Well, you need to like either point yourself downhill or push yourself off. Turtles don't have wheels, Matt. I think we need to go back to like anatomy classes. Turtles don't have wheels.
Right. Okay. So you're telling me if you trod on two turtles, they would keep walking.
Yes.
No.
They are my feet.
You said the turtles... Sorry, I'm assuming you mean tortoises anyway, but...
No, I mean turtles.
Turtles. Oh, well, then they're definitely not.
No, that's not gonna fly.
Because now, if from what you're saying is true, now I can swim, I can walk on water.
No, do you know all tortoises are turtles, but not all turtles are tortoises? I almost got all the words out, but...
Yeah.
The fact remains... So it's which end of the scale you want to be at.
Tortoises are the ones that walk. Turtles swim.
Yeah, but tortoises are actually turtles.
No, turtles are actually...
I'm pretty sure I'm right. If anyone wants to Google it and let me know if I'm wrong or not, that'll be fine.
Your phone's buzzing, so I think people are letting you know.
Yeah. Just message anyway. After message of wrong, 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 wrong.
Anyway, snake tongue. Snakes. I'm assuming the snake is my tongue, so therefore I feel what it feels. They can taste the air with their forked tongue. And their taste in the air is much more sensitive than our noses. Imagine how good food is going to taste with, like, their smelly taste tongues.
But you just said you're going to get a python, and they eat quite a lot. Fair enough, not very often, but how are you going to stop the snake from eating your food?
And the snake could eat my food because it's attached to me, it's fine. And all the things that I don't want to eat, like mice and rabbits because of the fur content, snake would eat it. We as a sort of symbiotic relationship would consume it as a whole. It's mutually beneficial, it's cool.
Is your snake tongue venomous?
I went with a constrictor, so it's not, because I sometimes bite inside of my mouth, sometimes have bit my tongue. I wouldn't want my tongue to then bite me and inject venom into my face. Just be like, oi, fuck you, and then get me back. So we've gone for a constrictor. And also, we can go for my favourite snake, which is a rainbow python. They're pretty cool.
I'll take your word for that. There's too much stuff going on here. I can't Google images at the moment.
Well,
just imagine a normal python, but it's a rainbow python. So what it is the top layer of the scales looks like when you drop oil into a puddle and it sort of ripples out. You've got all the colours from the spectrum diffracted. It's like that over the top, just subtly over the top of the python skin.
Nice.
Right, well, I've got 2 points. The first one is if you add... a snake for a tongue, do you not think that you'd have a lisp?
Is this the point where we both hang up? I feel it's the point where we both...
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye.
Second one, there is an obvious thing that I would do if I had tortoises for feet. I would become an amazing tap dancer.
The top of the shell that is. Why are you having them upside down? They're still living.
Yeah, that's animal cruelty. Smashing turtles with people into the floor.
They're my feet. I don't tell you what to do with your feet.
No, you're trying to tell me what to do with my face. That was before this question.
What?
Yeah, exactly. What are you on about?
All I said is that I would use my tortoise feet to learn how to tap dance better, because...
When have you ever seen a tap dance in tortoise?
When have you ever tap danced?
Because I haven't got tortoise for feet. If I had tortoises for feet, then I'd learn to tap dance.
There are many people in this world that do not have tortoises for feet, and they tap dance quite happily.
Yes.
You have had the opportunity in your 31 years of existence to be able to try
that. I don't know where to buy tap shoes at this point. I'm too afraid to ask.
Amazon have got everything. You know this. Amazon is supplying the world with everything right now.
Amazon have got everything?
Pretty much, yeah.
Then I'll buy a tap dancing tortoise, and that'll answer your question.
Well, we're not going to find out the answer tonight, are we? So we'll have to put this on hold at best for you. If not, I win.
And isn't tap dancing quite a quick sort of dance?
Yes.
I feel...
Yeah, but you're under the impression... What you're trying to say is that the tortoise feet would become my feet. That's not what you said. You said I would have... I would have tortoises' 4 feet. I wouldn't use their feet to walk. I would just use their shells as though they were the soles of my shoes.
So you're going to have tortoises for feet and you're just going to kill them off just so you can have shell shoes? Essentially like the old jelly shoes that everyone had as a kid.
Like Crocs?
That's instant lose in my books.
Yeah, I can't condone this sort of behaviour. John wins.
I just don't understand how you would think that if you had tortoises for feet, that their feet would become your feet and that's the only way that you travel.
You can still walk the same... it's like wearing...
Surrounded by idiots.
Why is it so hard for you to comprehend this?
Have you ever tried to train a tortoise to do what you want it to do, let alone two?
But they'd be your feet. You could... Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, you're not misbehaving. Just pick your fucking legs up.
Right, I've got a few points from the chat. I've got a few points from the chat. Mikey D has said turtles can't fly. Well done.
Right, what?
there's a lot of people that want tortoise feet. There's a lot of people that want tortoise feet and you've let them down.
No, I've not let them down because everything I said was correct.
You just chose to say the worst parts of the argument and put that forward as your case to win.
No, they're all the correct parts of the argument. You just don't understand.
I don't think you understand, Matthew. I've got him on the ropes, Nathan. Ask me another question. You can ask him, do you want to get punched in the face or get given a fiver?
This is the angriest I've been at a question in a long time.
He is absolutely rattled right now. Give me another Hitler question. I'll fight that one. I'll still win it.
Right. Thank you to all the essential workers during everything that's going on. Nurses, doctors, shop workers, truck and delivery drivers, pharmacists, all of that. They're the ones that are keeping this country running while the rest of us just sit on our arse not doing a lot.
Debating who's a worse person, Hitler or Carol Baskins.
Or what kind of fucking morons wouldn't know what to do if they had tortoises for feet.
Oh, wow. It's getting personal now.
Right.
I feel like I need to go to the chat for a question. Have we got one? No, there's just references to people wanting to see your cats, Matthew.
Right. Keep yourselves entertained. Take this break to go and donate to this amazing charity, Hope from Home, and I will go and grab one of the cats. Do we have a vote? Do we have a preference on a cat? I'm not getting both of them.
First one that popped up was Brian. And then there's another one demanding for Arnold.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, right. Need to have a very quick scroll. I'll find my list of questions. see what we've got. Okay. I've got notes from when you two did Bath Time Brothers, and I'm looking back at them now, and they make no sense to me at all. So, I'm not going to give you feedback on the one-off that you two did together.
What were your notes? I did have some things that might also send Matt over the edge. Some bad news.
Oh no.
It's pangolins that Matt really likes, isn't it?
Yeah, they're the most trafficked animal at the moment.
They also link that to the spread of coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I suppose people don't disinfect their pangolins for putting them in duffel bags and exporting them across the world without any sort of tracking or any consideration for others.
No. They have stopped the consumption of pangolins for the moment. For the next 4 weeks, you're not allowed to eat your pangolin.
That's not right.
I can't see Matt's video stream. I have no idea what he's doing on there.
He's holding a cat up. He's not holding the cat that people wanted.
Arnold! That's not very nice, is it? Poor Arnold. Is this the future, the Christmas card? Me in a turtleneck holding a cat?
There have been a few references to you looking like a Bond villain today. That's not helping at all.
And also, I could hear you while I was hunting down the cats. I sent you guys the link about the pangolins.
Right, next question. Would you rather visit the place you were conceived or visit the place you will die?
The place I will die.
The place I was conceived, because I visited there.
That's where you came from.
Yeah. It's also... No, not going to say that.
Right, I nearly got you there.
You nearly got me. Right. Nice and simple, this one.
It is. This is a fairly flocky and easy question.
I've been to the place that I was conceived, I think. And if not, I've been near there. Let's assume, brother... that you're going to die in the middle of a volcano.
Yeah, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. I want to go to the place I'm going to die. Why did you go there? Because it's where I'm going to die. How did you die? I went to a volcano. Why did you go to the volcano? Because that's where I'm going to die.
It goes full circle.
Yeah.
So I just wait till I've finally had enough and go, oh, fuck it, it's time to go to visit the volcano.
It's pretty quick and efficient, isn't it? It's like a funeral, death, and a cremation all in one within 5 seconds of each other.
Yeah. I'm trying to save the environment here.
And as you go down, you can pretend you're the T-1000 as you disappear into the molten, just this hand disappearing.
Anyway. You know where you were conceived?
I've got a rough idea.
Well, tell us, because Mum's listening, so we'll find out, won't we?
I knew you were going to say this question for a reason.
I'm going to assume it was the flat that her and Dad lived in.
Back to the chat.
To check if Matt's right.
Someone is saying, Matt now looks like Dr. Evil when he's got the cats. Your mother has been silent.
She'd give it up.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
We've actually got a genuinely good question that I will ask after we come to the conclusion of this.
I mean, I think it's a pretty simple conclusion. Either you go to somewhere that's probably not far away from you grew up, and the worst things that happen is you might see a funny-looking stain, or you could accidentally kill yourself.
Yeah, but there's nothing to say that just because that's the place you end up dying, right? I'm probably, let's face it, the majority of us are probably going to end up dying in hospital or at home.
Which is probably, at least one of those answers is probably where a lot of people were conceived.
Conceived at hospital?
Yeah.
Oh no, the other one. Yeah, sorry, the other one. Yeah, right.
I just don't think it's worth the risk. I think it is more like it is more likely to be a safer place to visit where you were conceived than it is to be where you could die.
It might also be where you finally get the truth about your adoption. Depends how long it takes back to us.
Yeah, Matt, looking at you right now, it looks like you were conceived in Lebanon.
How would that make me find out I was adopted? Do you think that...
Well, because you're thinking it was the flats and it's somewhere in Lebanon.
Oh, I see. Yes. Ha ha, ha.
I might have to flip a coin. I'm fairly on the fence. Unless you.
It's more likely. No, fuck you, brother. It's more likely you were adopted because after they had me, are they really going to risk it a second time? You prick.
Well, they didn't have any more after me. They finally got the formula right, didn't they?
That's not how it works.
Nath wins.
Yes, it's the first time I've won fucking ages.
on another note, we've been asked, what is the first thing we're going to do once we're out of lockdown? I've been trying not to think about it, because I did start thinking about it, and I did get myself into a little sort of pool of depression. And it's one of those things that I try not to overthink things. So I'll let you two go first, and I'll see if I can figure something else out.
What was the first thing I'm going to do when we're out of lockdown?
Yeah.
Probably go to work.
Well, first thing, the recreation that you choose.
It's a boring answer, but I'd probably go to work. Recreation, I mean, I'm hoping all my gigs that I'm going to don't get cancelled, but most of them have done. Already,
yeah.
So I don't really see that happening. That's the biggest thing that the coronavirus has affected me personally on, is the amount of, like, because I look forward to my gigs and stuff and my festivals, and the majority of them have been postponed or cancelled. So that's hit me big time, because that's what I look forward to. I try and give myself like a gig once a month or something like that to look forward to. I've always got my birthday in February, then I've got Download in June, and then I'll book some gigs for like September, October time. So there's always, you know, not too long until I've got something I'm excited about. And now, like, I get, like, there's nothing to get that excited about that's coming up that I can think of. It's like, oh, I might get to go back to work. That's the most exciting thing that's going to happen in the near future.
Yeah. Carry on with that for a sec. Just going to nip to the little podcaster's room.
I don't like the fact that not only is there an audience for you guys picking on me, but I can't see what the audience is saying, and I imagine they're picking on me too.
I'll have a look, because I can see it, but you can't. Squish has told you to dream big other than work.
Okay.
That's the only thing that's been said about this. I mean, for myself, I'm going to go see the kids. And That's, yeah. But in other news, the flats was correct, and it's also correct for both of us.
Oh.
Way to dream big, Mum.
Like, this is not a conversation we should be having, especially just us two while John isn't here to add a bit of light humour into it. So let's skip on past that, shall we?
It's got bad when you're putting the sensible remarks in.
Well, yeah, because we're trying to raise money for charity, and I already said my really, like, one thing that I shouldn't have said. What's the time?
I thought about was 20 past 9.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I did drink a litre of orange juice. Sorry to run away. I've had a think what I want to do if... Well, when we get out of lockdown. Take a little man to see my dad. Because he's had it. He's had coronavirus. He's been really unwell. And it's one of those things that he like myself, we suffer from medical conditions, and it makes him high risk. So the fact that he's going to still be with us, it just makes you think about it. So I'm just going to, pop down and see my dad. He lives inside London. Be nice to see him again.
It's the everything to put it all into perspective, hasn't it? What is important, what's not.
Well, the scary part about all of it is, like, I was going to make a joke, and then I realised it was a bit nerdy and it didn't really work. But even if you think of, like, all the different, like, superhero movies and things like that, like, there's nothing that anyone can do other than literally sitting at home and being useless. Like, nobody can just stay at home. We've all got to pop out. And there's no answer to it, because you could easily argue saying, okay, well, if it's as bad as everyone says it is, then nobody leaves their house at all. But if nobody leaves their house at all, you've got no health workers, nobody's getting food, nobody's getting, you know, all of this stuff. So you can't put that lockdown in place, because we haven't got anything in place to make that work. So therefore, because some people can go out, other people have to be allowed to go out, which means other people bend and break the rules and go out when they don't need to. And everyone that's doing that thinks that they're okay doing it. It's like, I don't know if anybody else had to watch that video in school about smoking of, oh, it'll never happen to me. And everyone seems to be of that mindset. And I know we were of that mindset 4 or 5 weeks ago when we were talking about coronavirus on the podcast, and we were asking stupid questions about it, and we took the piss out of it, because that's what we do. But it's really serious, and there are a lot of people dying from it. And then you can go the backwards and forwards on how many people would be dying anyway if it wasn't for this, and are they putting those statistics into it to make it sound more threatening than it is, or whatever. But whether or not any of that's true, we're still under lockdown. There's still a virus going around that can kill us. And it's probably the biggest thing that's happened in our lifetime. Arguably, at least.
Well, we survived 2012, and the world was supposed to end then.
What if 2012 just had technical difficulties the same way we did? It's just a delay.
What happens if Nostradamus had an exchange rate on the current calendar and it was off by 8 years?
It's all a possibility.
Also, the chat is getting lively. The first thing that Nathan will be doing after lockdown's finished is you'll be going to fix your mum's toilet, Nathan.
Yes, because she needs it to be filled before anyone discovers what's under the septic tank.
I told you, Mum, you should get divers.
Also, Helen Williams has said, say hello to Matt for me, please.
Hi, Helen.
Mike D has said, Matt's keeping it nice and light. So I think we need another ridiculous question, if you've got one in your question bank.
Okay. Well, it's I appreciate that, Tom. We'll go back to being idiots now. But this is to raise, not awareness, because everyone knows what's going on, but it's to try and get everyone to dig deep in their pockets and raise some money for what is a great cause. There's a lot of people out there risking their necks to make sure we can keep moving forward, and we're just trying to help raise an extra couple of pounds to make that happen. So, yeah, I will get serious. I'll get serious with you.
Oh,
I'm allowed to be serious about this. I just had to talk about where I was fucking conceived live on Facebook. So I'll get serious if I want to. Anyway, let's talk about what we'd get up to if... Should we put a finish time on this? Because we have to change the times around. Should we say we'll go till 10 and then let me know when it's coming up to 10? That sound good to you two?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
35 minutes. If people are going to hang on in there with us, we appreciate everyone that's hung in there so far.
So, we're all talking about what we're going to do when we get out of isolation. Now, it's not uncommon knowledge to anybody that knows me that I hate the beach. But I hate the beach. It's awful.
What, Carol Baskins?
And I blame that fucking beach, Carol Baskins. No, but let's say we're all everyone on this that's on the chat, everyone that's watching, everyone that we know, they're all invited. We're going to have a big beach trip. Big beach trip. Post-isolation, big beach trip. And anyone that hoarded toilet paper that's now trying to return it and get their money back, we're going to drown them in the ocean. But, big beach trip. Would you rather, we're going to split into two teams, would you rather dig a really big hole or build a really big sandcastle?
Dig a big hole. Dig a really big hole. That's like the typical dad thing to do, and I'm going to get in there before the other dad of the show.
Is just to confirm, is this for fun or is this to put a septic tank in?
Why can't it be for both? You know, multi-purpose hole.
Because then you'd be in a different job.
Sorry.
Because then you'd be in a different job. You'd be digging holes for septic tanks for a living.
I think I'd use it as like a practice run, because I've never dug one. Sand's quite easy to shift compared to soil, so yeah, triple treat it as a trial run, really. Because being a dad, you dig a, you know, child comes over, Dad, help me dig a hole. You go, all right. So they dig twice, do two little spadefuls, and you get into it, and you get your construction civil engineer head on, and you're like, right. I need to go down this wide, I need to go that deep with that, and then it shouldn't have to cave in, and you get really, really into it, and you end up digging a huge hole, and you're about 45 minutes in before you realise the child's gone off, the child's done a runner, and not helped you at all.
I thought you were going to say before you realise the child's fell in.
Child goes in hole, backfill the hole, child's buried up to about there, everything's brilliant, take photos, go in the album. It has to be done, you can't not do it. And then other dads who walk past on the beach, look at your hole, look at you, there's the dad nod. Like, nice one. Sandcastles, yeah, they're all right, but you get collapses and the sand isn't always right. Sometimes it's too dry, sometimes it's too wet. Holes, no. Not good.
No, I'm not letting you have that. Not letting you have that. There is never a good place or a good time to dig a hole at the beach, because it's either really dry sand and you can't actually dig it, or it's too wet. If you get somewhere in the middle, it's only until the tide comes back in before it all gets ruined and filled back up anyway. Whereas I can go down to where the water is or the soft sand is, and I can get my sand to build my sandcastle. And have you seen like the massive sculptures that people make that are awesome, that stay there for ages?
How many of them have you done?
Too many to count. But like you're saying, with burying the kid, which I also condone, start from a level playing field, and you know it's from good foundations that strong castles are built. So all the kids are going to be the foundations, and then we're have some nice tuppets.
That's exactly why that guy built his house upon the sand, because of the good foundations.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the foundations, the children, the foundations.
I bury
the kids, and then you put the sand on top of them.
Behind every great sandcastle is a load of kids.
It's a pile of orphans.
You don't have to take it that bad. But
I stopped taking a sip because I was waiting for the but.
Your hole isn't going to last.
There's
See,
a threat.
There's a sandcastle.
The word in there wasn't quite right.
Oh, it's much harder self-editing, isn't it?
Matt, what beach are we going to? Is it Brighton Beach?
Skeggy.
Skeg Vegas.
Skeg Vegas.
So there you go. That's not a very big beach either, Skeggy.
No, I'm glad the hole looked even bigger.
I'm glad he didn't say a beach that was just pebbles, because that'd have been shit for both of us.
That'd have been rubbish. I'd be quarrying. We'd be stacking rocks on top of each other.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, you've got a very limited... And you're saying, like, you'll be doing it for 45 minutes and you've dug a really big hole. When you actually look at it, you're halfway up your shins and you're exhausted. You've not achieved anything, because as fast as you dig it out, it falls back in.
This is why you get your civil engineer head on, and you figure out how far you need to move the sand so it doesn't backfill your own hole.
But the sand on a beach isn't sturdy enough, so as soon as you get so far down, the sides fall into itself. Whether you've stacked the sand up... So essentially, all you're building is a trench.
Brother?
Yeah?
I have a memory of you and I on a beach.
Which is what?
Oh, sorry, did you want that bit as well? We walked past a very big hole. We jumped into the hole. We could not get out of the hole. We had to dig our way out of the hole.
We had to what?
Dig our way out of the hole. We had to, like, dig a hole into the side of it and, like, dig, like, ladder hole footprint thingies and then, like, dig out the top of the hole to get out of it.
See, that I reckon that was achieved by, like, a collective of dads.
Yeah, that's a big...
We were young. I can't remember how young. We might have been like 11 and 7 or something. But in my head, this was a stag do hole. Like, that was the only plan they had for their stag do.
Matt's just lying on the bottom of the hole, floundering like a fish.
Did you have to find him and carry him out the hole, mate?
I mean, I don't remember this, but it seems very much likely that would have been the case.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, because we're children, and I'm 3 years older than him, and he fireman carried me out of a hole when I was probably taller than him to start with. Yeah, that seems realistic.
It's like the most logical option here.
But Nathan's the sturdier of you two. Probably has always been the sturdier.
Yeah, no, Spider Nath. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Spider crab Nath, he just threw me on his back and then just walked sideways up the hole.
this is new information, Nath. I wasn't aware of you having six extra legs.
If only Matt had turtles for feet.
The flippers could have dug their way out.
Yep.
So you're saying the memory that you've got from the beach is a massive hole, not an impressive sandcastle. That's what's left the memory in your head.
It sounds more like trauma. So do you want to relive childhood trauma where you thought you were never going to escape from a hole on a beach? But maybe that's the reason why you hate beaches so much.
No, I just think that Sam's, like, awful.
Sand is awful.
Sand is just... Sorry?
It's like unfabulous glitter. It just gets everywhere.
Straight glitter, yeah.
Good reason.
The other thing is, once we've finished our respective builds as such, so you've dug a massive hole.
Yeah.
You've got a big hole in the ground.
Yes, and it cannot be destroyed by a spiteful seven-year-old, can it?
No, but you can destroy it yourself. See, I could make massive sandcastle and then just run into it, just knock the shit out of it, and everyone... It's the same as, like, snowmen. Doing them is not that fun. Knocking other people's snowmen down in your own snowmen, that is enjoyable. Same with a sandcastle. So you can knock it over. That's fine. For you to get the same sort of satisfaction, you've then got to spend as much time just filling the hole back in.
No, because that's not the satisfaction you get from a hole. The satisfaction of digging a hole is leaving a hole and hoping someone falls in the hole. Like, that's how Team Rocket trapped Ash so many times.
It's not wrong.
The main reason I don't go to beaches more often is because I can't afford the amount of towels it would cost me to dig a big hole, put a towel over the hole, and fuck off home. But how about this for a compromise? Because there shouldn't be any losers. Why don't you build a turret that has a hole at the top? So it's still a hole, but it's an above ground hole.
Or the other option is I dig a huge whack off moat and then infill to the centre where Nathan will sculpt the sandcastle of his dreams.
Yeah. It's still
good for snapping ankles, but it's also an impressive monument reaching towards the sky.
As people are coming to look up the impressive sandcastle, they're just going to twist their ankles in the moat and fall over. And then we can bury them and we can make the castle bigger because we've got all these collapsed people in the moat. So
you're not thinking big enough. Make an even bigger castle where the moat is actually moat-sized. 6 feet wide, 20 feet deep, that's just the moat.
I like it.
Call to arms. Sounds like we're going to the beach in 6 to 60 weeks.
Really?
We're going to the beach in the next amount of time. Right, while you announce the winner, I'm going to check on chat, see how we're doing. Oh, Tom has piped up with a useful nugget of information. He says the trick is to dig down.
Oh, is that how you dig a hole?
Yeah. Who thought that?
Right.
And Hannah Lou Finnegan says sandcastles all the fucking way.
Oh, well, in that case, holes win.
I don't... what?
We came to a happy agreement. Someone went against the agreement, so I'm going to go against them. Also, thinking about it, it's a lot easier to dig a hole than it is to make a good sandcastle.
Alex has just raised a really, really good point. If you dig a really good hole, you just keep going, you end up in Australia.
Yeah?
Free holiday.
He's not thought about this. We're back to visiting the place you died. If you dig deep enough, you end up in the volcano.
Oh, yeah. In the centre of the earth.
Yeah. So Alex is visiting the beach as the place he's going to die.
That's cheery.
Yeah.
Right, do you reckon we can fit two more questions in? Twenty minutes?
What's the time? 20 minutes, yeah? 10 minutes a question.
20 minutes.
Right, I've got the last question then. I've got a few more, but I think I've got the last question. It's vague enough, but
So the last question we'll have to resort to going to chat for. So if people could post your best or worst would you rather in the chat, I will get that up and we will do that as our final sign off.
Yeah, well, I'll ask my final question now and then chat, yep. Come up with your best would you rathers and we'll pick one collectively and argue it as the final question. So don't forget, this is for hashtag Hope From Home. Give it a Google. There's plenty of tweets out there. If you've got any favourite creators and stuff, they're probably creating their own stream that's much better than ours. But thank you for watching anyway. Please, if you haven't already, donate to the cause. It would really mean a lot that, I don't know about you guys, but that I've done something at least a bit constructive, because I've been stuck in the house for 18 days, short of popping to the shops when I've needed to. And it just made me feel like I've been productive over the last couple of weeks. So,
yeah, staying at home doesn't really feel like we are. I know we are by not going out there and hitting the wind and upsetting the status quo. I know that we've been doing our part by staying at home, but I really feel that I could be doing more.
But it's not just that, but $5, that's like £3.60 that you'd be donating. That can provide like half a day's food for a child in need with Red Nose Day. Like, it's not a lot. That's the cost of a pint that you can't even go to the pub and buy currently. So you're saving money if you are drinking at home. So just, yeah, every little helps. So anyway, on that note, on the same vein of we're going to be out of isolation one day, are you more looking forward to going out for drinks or going out for food?
Food.
Drinks then, yeah. I didn't know either way. I'd just be grateful for either.
No, I didn't, and that's why I liked this question.
Yeah, it's a good question, actually.
See, we as a group have had our Friday pub Skype calls, so we've had the same atmosphere, although it's been different. We've had that drinks together pub atmosphere while
and
sat at home.
Can I just interject, brother? It's been exactly like they used to be when we lived all back together in Huntingdon, because we agreed we were going to do it every week, and after 2 weeks we stopped doing it.
Also, when was the last time, other than your birthday, when was the last time that everyone that's been on that group chat has gone to the pub together?
Oh, I think the time before that we were possibly all together was
Norway. Well, that wasn't including you, I'm afraid. Might have been your wedding or my wedding or
it was weddings.
No, other John's wedding, I would have said.
Yeah, John's wedding.
And he's been married for 45 years, if you go off the date of his eyebrows.
Can you carbon date them, or do you have to like chop them half and count the rings?
You can count the rings. But yeah, so we've been able to get that same feeling, and it's probably actually been better because we've all had the commitment to do it without everything else sort of getting involved. And also, you've saved yourself that really awkward taxi ride home or dodgy walk from wherever the pub or nightclub or whatever it is you've had that night out drinking in, and getting back home safely and remembering all your belongings on the way. Granted, when I did it the other night, and I didn't realise I'd drunk as much as I did. When I got up off my sofa and walked, it really surprised me. And there was no kebab. But that brings me on to why food is better. There's a lot of people stuck at home right now that do not know how to cook. So there are going to be a lot of people that cannot wait to get out, even if it's for a McDonald's or a proper meal. And I think I'm going to play this card. It's going to do a lot for the hospitality industry when we're able to go back out and we can go back in and we can go to the restaurants, we can get the food, we can all have big social gatherings again and enjoy other people.
Go out for drinks.
No, but that's the worst. That brings a lot of arseholes back into the fold.
Arseholes deserve a night out, don't they?
No.
If you don't want arseholes, then you go to a nice sit-down meal rather than to a pub or a bar.
Yeah.
It's not quite the same vibe as going out for drinks, is it?
But what's the one thing, while everyone's been in lockdown, they just want to be with the people they love and they care about?
So you want to go out for drinks?
Nana's not getting on the Jaegers, is she?
No.
She fucking might do after this.
Coffee and tea drinks, you can go to the cafe, you can go to Costa.
Yeah, but we all like to have a good meal. We all want some decent food. And everyone's having the weird dinners at the moment where they're just picking the random shit out of the freezer because they've even done the martyr thing of, I'm not going shopping, I've got food at home. And then they realise they were eating some really weird meals. You got some old chicken nuggets, some hash browns and some couscous, because that's all there is.
I'm not going to lie, we went into the freezer the other day and we found some green beans. They're freezer green beans, so they've got a good sell-by date, they've got a good use-by date. But they went out of date in December 2018. I looked at the bag and they looked mummified.
Don't get me started, I went... You know when you're hungry but you're not in the mood to eat anything in particular, and then you spot something, you go, yeah, that's exactly what I want. I wanted spaghetti hoops and sausages out of a tin. I keep spaghetti hoops and sausages out of a tin in my cupboard for a rainy day. When did they go out of date?
September last year.
Last month.
Oh.
So they were probably okay, but I wasn't that sure on food that I was sure. It's not a zombie apocalypse where I don't know where my next meal's coming from. I had something else, but it was just irritating because I probably bought them 2 years ago.
As long as the thing's not damaged, the food won't go out of date. I watched a program about them. I'm excited, I know. But they thinned up some 45 years after it was put in the tin, it was still completely safe to eat. No bacteria growth, nothing.
Because it's completely isolated.
Pardon?
Because it's completely isolated and self-contained.
The same when they do baked beans, they put it in the tin, they seal them up, and then they cook them, and that kills off all the bacteria.
Oh.
So spaghetti and sausages would have been fine and probably still will be for the rest of life. Yeah.
Until the rest of time. Anyway, I didn't pick go out for a meal because I know that the first thing I do will probably be go for a cheeky McDonald's. And we all know McDonald's is not really good food, is it? But if I go out for a beer, it will be properly poured and it will be chilled and it will be absolutely glorious. None of this tinny business anymore.
The first thing to do would be go out for food. So whether it's McDonald's, whether it's a full slap up meal in a fancy restaurant, the first thing you want to do when you go out, which you've just said, is go out for food.
No, I said if I go out for food, I know the first meal I would have would be awful. It wouldn't be, like,
okay.
noteworthy. But I know the, I know when I go out, the first beer I have will be the best beer I've ever drank.
But, in complete honesty, what's more likely? You're going to go out for that first beer or food first?
Yeah, but this isn't welcome to, is John more likely? It's would you rather.
Let him answer the question. He's borderline just saying I'm right.
No, but it's would you rather.
If I was going to go out, I'd probably go to a pub. I'd order a pint first and then get food. I wouldn't think about sitting down and eating. I'd just go in there sole purpose on having a properly poured pint. And then food would be my afterthought.
All I'm getting from this is we all need to go have a drink and some food.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I want to go out for a proper curry or a proper steak and have something out of a pint glass that's come out of a tap.
Water.
Or even...
for everything, wouldn't there?
But no, you bring up a good point, John, because there are people out there that are probably craving proper coffee right now. And
I've got an espresso machine. It's keeping the cravings at bay. Yeah,
everyone's posh like you. Most people live off Nescafe.
I've got a proper coffee machine.
Yeah, I said most people don't have a proper coffee machine.
There's three of us here, so the majority goes with having coffee machines. And you don't drink coffee, so...
Yeah, why would you have a coffee machine?
Oh, okay, so based on that, 100% of people who like coffee have coffee machines.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a difference between people that like coffee and drink coffee. Like, I'm sure you're aware, in hospitality, when people turn up, there's people that like wine, and there's people that drink wine.
Oh, so you mean because I drink Strongbow, there are people who like drinking, and there are people who drink?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was definitely my...
I saw at the shop recently, Cherry Black Ace.
What?
White Ace was the, like, 8% cider we used to play drinking games with at uni. Black Ace was, like, the stronger version. And I saw Cherry Black Ace in cans. And I almost had, like, a weird, like, Bill and Ted-style flashback and was like, oh, I'd have drank this once upon a time.
Yeah, you would have done. And then you'd have called us about it and told us how good it was while slurring every single syllable.
Yeah, I need one shot a minute. Okay, that's time for chat to have come up with a question. I'm going with food.
Yeah.
The overall consensus from the chat was basically both.
It is both, but A, if I'd picked drink, then people would have called me an alcoholic. But also B, I miss, like, you can cook at home, and I can cook. But to cook something decent, you have to kind of plan it. And without being able to just pop to the shops to grab exactly what you need, it gets a bit more difficult. Because I'm not the sort of person that can plan what you have. I'm not planning, oh, for Monday I'm going to have this, for Tuesday I'm going to have this, for Wednesday. I'll get hungry, I'll get a craving, and that's what I want to eat, because life's too short. So for me to do that while we're on this lockdown thing is quite difficult. So my meals have been kind of limited. So I miss that, just being able to have what I want when I want it. And it's not even necessarily I'd go out for food, but I'd go out and buy food and then make it myself. Whereas drinks, other than getting a drink out of a tap, which is beer, ale, lager, cider, you can do it at home just as good. So, food.
It's fair dues. The chat's descending into madness about spaghetti hoops. So, I have to go to my list of questions for the last one.
Wait, before you do, I'll be right back.
Is he bringing the other cat in?
You looked around like you were just going to walk into your house with the cat.
Yeah, it's being pointed out to me there is a question that I can ask.
Do you want to?
Not really. But one person has asked it, and someone else has reminded me that it is there. So I now feel obliged.
Ah.
And we all know how that works.
Oh, dear.
Where is it? I want to make sure I get the wording correct on this.
Where's Matt gone?
Don't know. Yeah, thanks everyone for staying with us. We seem to have lost a map.
If John could jump on now as well, we can do a live stream of an example of how much we messed up that one episode for him.
That'd be brilliant. Also, someone in the chat has said, where has suggestion of the week gone?
Well, I'd have to say suggestion of the week this week is stay inside and don't be an idiot. And if you can, donate.
Ship in a few quid. Help the cause. Oh dear. I have generally no idea where he's gone.
I didn't hear what he said. I heard mumbling and then he disappeared. He's done the same as what he does on every night out.
just gone, disappeared.
Maybe it's a full circle and they buried him under a septic tank.
No,
I'm misprived.
I remembered that we started late and I generally try and feed the cats around 9 o'clock each night and I could hear them going crazy.
Right, are you ready for the last question?
I guess so.
Right. I'm going to read it out exactly as it has been posted. It has been requested. Someone has reminded me that it has been posted. It is, would you rather have a dolphin-sized penis or a penis-sized dolphin?
A penis-sized dolphin?
It's unanimous, but one of you needs to duck out and fight the other corner.
I mean, I'd like to know what it's like to not have a dolphin-sized penis, so I feel like I should be allowed to have the penis-sized dolphin. Although, wouldn't make them both the same?
You're claiming by experience, you can fight that battle. I think that's the fair option here.
What's that?
As you're claiming that you've got the experience of one of the answers, you can have the advantage of fighting that battle. And me and my little penis-sized dolphin will fight the other battle.
And you said little, no one else.
I mean, yeah, because you've already claimed the fact that yours is already the size of a dolphin.
Oh, the size. I thought you said it makes the same noise as.
As if.
Does it have echolocation?
Yeah, because women will only sleep with me when it's that dark.
Chat so we can see if that's true.
Lauren's in the chat.
Yeah, she was the one demanding to see the cats.
She said that she couldn't watch it.
Yeah, everyone's disappointed that you went off for so long and there's no cats. And there's a comment saying that you've disappeared as standard.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna.
It's ten o'clock, so we need a really quick fight for this. Because someone was mincing around feeding his cats.
Yeah, I was feeding my cats. Okay, fine. No, I don't know. I answered before him.
No, you didn't.
I definitely did.
Well, lag. Judge Walls, Nathan's got wall hack. Blame on the lag.
Okay. I don't know how big a dolphin is.
They're quite big.
Okay.
I think the downside, it was he had a penis the same size as a dolphin, didn't he?
Correct.
So the downside is that every time
penis you're around, bigger than you.
You're just going to pass out through low blood pressure.
Right. That's why I don't really know what to do.
I love questions like this because it takes Matt so long to understand what the question actually is.
No, I understand what the question is, but I said I'd much rather have a penis-sized dolphin. And then you said it after me, and now apparently I've got to argue the thing I didn't pick because I was quicker than you.
You said it at the same time on my screen. And then you bragged about having a penis the size of a dolphin. So Nathan went, fine, you can buy your corner then.
They're interchangeable.
And you got shirty.
So I get the penis, I have to have a penis the same size that I do now, and Nathan gets to have a normal sized dolphin.
No.
That was what you based it on.
No, your comment just says that I have a massive penis and you have a massive penis. The only difference is I get to have a dolphin as well. This is what I mean. These questions really confuse the shit out of you and I love it.
No,
it's so simple.
No.
It's such a simple concept.
No.
Why are you struggling?
Right, okay. Would you rather have a dolphin-sized penis or a penis-sized dolphin?
Yes.
Yes, you're making assumptions. You're making assumptions on the size of the penis and the size of the dolphin.
I've seen yours.
Okay.
You've seen a dolphin.
Yeah.
I've seen a dolphin, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't say adult dolphin. It's a little dolphin. It's a baby dolphin.
Right, I'm going to do a John. I'm going to resort to how big is a baby dolphin.
How big is a baby dolphin? Deal. Right, chat, back me up here. There wasn't enough specificity in the question, was there? I can't see that.
All right, 39 to 53 inches. It weighs 22 to 44 pounds.
Oh, right, okay, so no change to my normal life, then.
Thank you for coming to our live stream. That's all we have time for.
Matt wins! Donate to Hope from Home. It's for a good cause. Stay home, stay safe, wash your hands. Thank you to everyone out there on the front line. I've been Matt. These two haven't been. John's been watching and is very glad he didn't take part. And we will see you all next time. Would John rather? First live stream. It went okay.
That's kind.